Hey y'all, welcome to Gather Together, and I'm your host, Katie King. Before we get started, I just wanted to let everyone know that I have partnered with Loopy Cases to give all of my listeners 10% off when you purchase a case from them. You can go to their website, loopycases.com, and enter the code KatieKing10 at checkout for 10% off your next purchase. Okay, so I'm here with Hannah Wagnon and Sabrina Knight, and they are both type 8s. And before we get started, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Hannah?
Hey, my name is Hannah. I work at Shipt Downtown. It's a grocery delivery company. I got married in February, and I have a cute dog named Baron.
Hey, my name is Sabrina. I'm in nursing school at Jeff State. I work on the New Balance and 280. And I guess I'll say I have two cats.
Okay, so y'all are both top 8. And when top 8 stress, y'all go to top 5. So what characteristics do you pull from when you stress to a top 5?
I would definitely say withdrawal. I noticed myself just completely shutting off from people and just like shutting down, which is the opposite of what 8s are typically doing. And even my husband was saying that I just like completely shut down and don't want to talk about things. So withdrawal is like number one.
Yeah. And so like normally if I'm mad or something at anyone, I'll just go tell them, but I notice when I'm like super stressed, I'm just like, I don't even want to say anything to them.
Yeah.
And I just like sometimes in my head I'm like, I don't even want to talk to them, so I'll definitely withdraw and just be by myself and just not say a word to them.
Okay. So I'm gonna like kind of pick y'all's brains because Colby's an 8.
Yes.
And I'm very interested in this. So for him, like, when he is in that stressed or unhealthy area, like, he withdraws. But it's, I think he has said before, like, part of it is being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Do y'all struggle with being vulnerable?
I would say 100%. Like I was saying that Evan said that I just shut down and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I guess it's just, like, even with someone that I'm close with, like, it's hard for me to be open and be vulnerable about how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But when I'm more healthy, I can obviously express that a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah. For me, I haven't noticed myself, like, shying away from vulnerability. I've definitely tried to look at it more since I know that 8s do that. I'll sit there like, do I actually do that?
Right.
And so I think for me, a lot of times, it's not wanting to cause an argument.
Okay.
And or just, like, not thinking it's going to get fixed if I do say something.
Yeah.
Because I have friends who are more on like the feeling triad and stuff like that. And so I'm just like, if I come out at them with this, like, it's just going to be one big thing and I don't even want to deal with it sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So when 8s grow or when they're healthy, they go to a type 2. What characteristics do you pull from a type 2?
I think that for me, especially with the people that I'm like very close with, which I think is a huge thing for 8s, I would literally do anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my friend Hayden about it, and she said rather than demanding things to be done, you're more willing to help for things to be done.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good way to describe it.
Yeah. For me, I think, so like 8s naturally don't think about other people's feelings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely with like God, it's a lot easier to think about others, but I think when I'm growing towards a 2, that's the way in it too, like thinking about how they would feel if you said it demandingly rather than actually asking them how they want to do it.
Yeah.
I think I grow towards my 2 and I start to think about the way I say something or try to say it better or and try to think about what they would want better if I'm growing toward my 2.
Yeah.
I think it definitely, like, when we're in health, like, you're 100% thinking about other people's feelings rather than just doing things.
Because, I mean, a lot of times I say something, and to me it sounds fine, but to someone else it doesn't, and that's because I didn't think about how they would feel if I said that, because, I mean, we just don't, like, naturally.
Yeah. Because it's nothing personal. We just think, like,
we think about
this
is what's
going to
help you.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, like, I know you're not married yet, but maybe in certain relationships or something, but do you feel like when you are growing to a 2, because I know for me, I grow to a 7, But I feel like sometimes I pull the unhealthy traits of a 7 in that growing. Like, I'll just go spend money. Like, and that's not like me being a 1, but I'm like, let's go do all the things and spend all the money. But, like, when you grow to a type 2, do you feel like you wanting to help everyone and just be there for everyone gets in the way of, like, you kind of put Evan on the back burner at any point, like, to go help others?
I actually feel like I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really good question.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have. I think, like, with marriage, I've learned a lot of, like, rather than thinking about others, like, I'm thinking, like, my husband is always at the top of that others list.
Right.
Instead
yeah.
of going to others before him.
Yeah.
And 2s, they get in trouble with that because they can't say no to people.
Right.
And that's very easy for us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Like, even when we're healthy,
yeah.
like, we still know how to say
right.
no.
I don't
yeah.
think I have a problem with that at all.
Yeah. Because, like, Colby, he will literally help anyone, but sometimes it's at the expense of, like, okay, well, I need you to do this
yeah.
before you help someone else.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other thing about with, like, 8s naturally thinking about themselves first, even when we're growing, it's not, we don't tend to get into that helping too many people because, I mean, it's still the thought in your head of what would help you first, and then
right.
you still, I mean, you still have the thought in your head about helping yourself along with helping others as well.
Yeah.
It's like, when you're not growing, you only think about what would help you, but when you're growing, you have, like, both in mind, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Hey y'all, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
Hey everyone, my name is Jekka Nix.
And I'm Steven Nix, and we work together as a real estate team for Knox Realty, located in the greater Birmingham area in Alabama.
As many of you know, buying or selling a house can be a stressful situation. It's a big decision to make with many moving parts. That's why it's important to hire professionals who you can trust when it matters the most.
We handle everything for you, from research to writing contracts to locating the perfect property. We offer the best service, advice, and expertise to help you achieve your real estate goals.
If you are looking to buy or sell a house or just have questions about the real estate process, you can visit JekkaAndSteven.com for more information.
Okay, so when 8, you know, 8s can wing to the 7 or the 9, and, like, you can wing to both, but do you feel like one is stronger?
Absolutely. I'm definitely a wing 9.
Definitely wing 7.
I definitely have times where I do wing 7,
mm-hmm.
But I would say, like, 98% of the time I'm wing 9 because I can be assertive, but I also know when to just, like, chill out and just kind of hang out and just chill.
Right. I don't think I've ever winged to a 9. yeah, my 7, so I'm always, like, intense, wanting to do something.
Yeah.
That's always me, like, trying to do something. Like, I'm never the chill,
yeah.
peaceful person.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I will say earlier you said something about not wanting to, like, cause an argument. That's definitely,
yeah.
like, a 9 trait.
Maybe.
Yeah,
so maybe, like, a
recognize.
Yeah.
Just, like, a tiny bit.
I feel like I don't wing to the 9, except when it's, like, I can be a mediator. It, like, within my family, if there's something going on, I'm like, okay, chill out.
Yeah.
Let's talk
okay,
about
wait,
it.
I have done that before.
Yeah.
I've actually, like, 3 of my other friends were fighting, and they wouldn't talk to each other. So I told them we're all going to meet up and go somewhere. And they got, I was like, get in my car.
The delegator.
And they got in my car, and I took their keys and locked the door and made them talk to each other.
So
that's
like,
great.
We're going to fix this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't put this on here, but I've been asking everyone, would you stay in 8 or would you choose a different number if you could?
I would stay 8.
Yeah, I would stay an 8. I don't know, sometimes the stereotype of an 8, like, scares me or, like, makes me feel bad about it sometimes. Because
right.
like, even my friends who just know, like, a good bit about the Enneagram, anytime they see anyone that is, like, mean or, like, they get mad easily, they're like, oh, they're an 8. And I'm like, not only 8s act like that.
Yep.
And I, it just, the stereotype of an 8 just gets me. And I'm like, do you really think that about me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I would definitely stay an 8 just because, like, I love knowing that, like, some people come to me, like, in confidence for things that I can help support them and, like, try and help them, like, grow into a more assertive self.
I do like the assertive aspect of an 8. I mean, because 8s, they see assertiveness as strength.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I admire assertiveness in other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So you kind of talked about Sabrina, but what is a common misconception you feel is, like with a top eight.
Yeah, like I think that everyone thinks we're mean and angry all the time or something like that. Yeah, just mean and argumentative, 100% argumentative.
Like,
yeah.
For sure with God and with growing, you learn how to, when is the right time to just, I mean, you learn how to manage that gut feeling of anger a lot of times.
Yeah.
Along with that, I think the common misconception is that we're heartless and like that we don't care about other people because we don't like being vulnerable. And it's like actually the opposite, and it gets me emotional a lot of times, because when I say it's the opposite, I really mean it, because it almost seems like we care so much more and people don't see that because we approach it in a different way.
Yeah. It's like we can't sugarcoat things. We like, because in my head it's just like, I want to tell you the exact thing that's going to get you to where you should be, or if you want to be, or where I can help you to be.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell it to you straight away. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Yeah. I'm not going to, like, go around it, then get to the, it's straight to the point. This is, and sometimes that can come off, well, it does come off to people as blunt or harsh or something like that. And so people think we're mean, or, like, we're just trying to call you out or things like that. But it's, I want to help you so bad, don't even want to go around things. I just want to get straight to it.
Yeah.
Well, and in my mind, like, sugarcoating things is pointless.
Yeah.
And like I said, in my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because sugarcoating things, to me, if someone sugarcoats something to me, I may not get what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
And someone else may think that sugarcoating things is better because it's going to come across as nicer. But to me, when you sugarcoat something, I'm like, they're not going to get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be straightforward about it.
That eights are also like very good at explaining things because of that feature of being so straightforward and direct. Mm-hmm. But we also like, we like to receive information
directly. Yep.
Yeah, so like, I've told people, like my coach or my boss or something like that, I'm like, if you see something, just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell me right to my face, tell me right away.
Yeah.
Because I used to have a basketball coach who would like, she'd be like, somebody's doing this, you know, come to me and tell me if I'm doing it. Because even if it's not me, I'm going to be wondering, is that me? Do I do that? Like, I need to know. You need to tell me.
Yeah. I was telling Katie before you got here that my boss is actually an eight. And at first I was kind of nervous about that. Mm-hmm. But we talked about it, and she knows what I need and I know what she needs.
Yeah.
And so it's what makes us work really well together.
Mm-hmm.
So she can tell me, hey, I need you to do this, this, and this. And I don't think her being straightforward is her being mad and like, you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's her saying, you just need to take care of this.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'll just take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's where, like, because ones and eights are in the same, like, triad. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're a lot of the same, because with Cole, we, like, I'll tell him straight up, like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But when he comes to me and he's trying to tell me, like, I was telling you earlier, just logically, like, this is your option. One, option two, that's it. No way around it. I'll go to my four and I'm like, okay, no, but like, just be emotional with me. Listen to my feelings and all this. But with him, I'm like, no, this is what you need to do because it's the right way to do it.
Yeah. I feel like I know one that is similar in that aspect. Like, they, like, it's like a little more emotional when they're getting that straightforwardness.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, come on now.
Yeah.
But
then
when they're giving it, they're like, this, this, and this.
Yes. Yes. That is so, like, that's so true.
Your list.
Yeah. Okay. So, what is your favorite part about being a top eight?
My favorite part, I feel like I touched on it briefly earlier, is that I like feeling like a protector over the people that I care about and feeling like, when people come to me for, like, any sort of guidance or, like, if they need to be hyped up, like, I can do that for them and, like, make them feel more confident in who they are and, like, the decisions that they make, or, like, when they want to speak up, like, I feel like I can be that person. And that makes me feel really good about myself.
Yeah. I would say the same. Like, I like being, it's kind of like the backbone for someone. I have a friend who's a two. And anytime she's like scared of being assertive, she always mentions me. She's like, should I say this to them? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
just do it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, but I don't know. And I'm like, do it, say it. So, yeah, she always comes for me when she needs like someone to push her to do something. So, I definitely like that aspect, and definitely being the protector and just like having a safeguard around your friends and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this is kind of a random question, but so like Hayden's going to be on next week for 9.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like when, like, since you're a wing 9, that's why y'all are like so close, because y'all have that?
Yeah, I really do feel like that plays such a huge factor, because I'm an 8-wing 9 and she's a 9-wing 8.
Okay.
And so I feel like we have such a balance in
yeah.
our friendship, and like I can be straightforward with her and she knows she can be straightforward with me. And I feel like whenever I feel like she's not being straightforward with me, I can call it out and be like,
yeah.
tell me, like,
yeah.
what's
yeah.
up? And we can have like our fun side, like
mm-hmm.
our extroverted side
mm-hmm.
of like the 8s, and then we also have the side of us where we want to sit with each other and watch Netflix and
right.
be on our phones and not talk.
Yeah.
And so it's just like such a nice balance
yeah.
for a friendship.
Yeah.
yeah. I have a friend who's a 7-wing 8.
Okay.
And she's actually the first friend that's had like any kind of 7 in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always struggled with like, because I always want to do stuff. I always like want to, let's go do something. Let's,
right.
Like, I've never, even if we're all just hanging out, like, I want to be doing something, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a friend who always wants to do something like I do. And
right.
so we're, like, planning concerts to go to. Like, we're doing
yeah.
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I can also just be, like, direct and say something to her. But I definitely can see, I mean, it's a new friendship,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely can, like, kind of see how we both, like, don't really share
yeah.
our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do if we're, like,
definitely,
like, sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just, like, come up.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Like I've said before, like, obviously the Enneagram is not going to save your life, but it's such a helpful tool
yeah.
in any relationship, marriage, friendship,
yes.
even your relationship with Christ,
mm-hmm.
like, this, okay, why am I being like this, you
yeah.
know, like, and it's, I just think it's an awesome tool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's about it. Do y'all have anything else you want to add about a type 8? Did we cover it all?
I think so.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Maybe this will help me understand Colby's craziness a little bit more.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
But thank y'all so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course.